You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the March 7 edition of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. In the last EWM, Piers Winger, the executive producer, is quoted as saying that they're tweaking the look of the upcoming series of Doctor Who. Quote, "It wasn't about suddenly becoming Tim Burton, but it was finding a pinch of that, a pinch of Twilight, a pinch of Harry Potter, but it's still absolutely slap-bang mainstream Doctor Who. So Digital Spy runs the story going with the shorthand and the headline, New Doctor Who is like Twilight and Harry Potter. So of course, everybody panic!" So the fear in some corners goes back to reservations about the age of Matt Smith and Karen Gillan and the fear of Doctor Who being driven by youth culture rather than its own history. This isn't a concern for me. Stephen Moffat knows, like RTD did before him, that Doctor Who must be a hit with mainstream audiences as well as longtime fans. To do that, he'll pick up on visual tropes that the kids today love, and that's what Doctor Who's always done when it's been successful. Weirdly, the line that's rubbed me the wrong way when I've seen it in DWM is when Moffat says that the next series is going to be the best ever. I read that, and I have a stupidly defensive reaction. You mean you think Smith's better than Tennant? This means you think you're better than RTD? This means that you're going to change what I loved about the last 5 years just to put your bloody mark on it? And then I calm down, put some Yanni on the iPod, lean back, and reflect. Of course Moffat's goal and his confidence revolve around making this series of Doctor Who better than the last. You know what? That was RTD's goal, too. Any showrunner's goal would be to top the previous year, whether it was their own work or someone else's. When I'm whining about wanting Moffat to bend over backwards and showing deference to series 1 through 4, what I'm doing is asking him to say, yeah, the last few years were brilliant, and I only hope we're up to the challenge, and I'm sure that Matt Smith will be just as good as David Tennant. Forget that. That's like asking Philip Hinchcliffe to say that he only hoped to match the greatness of Barry Letts. It's not competition for the sake of burying your predecessors. It's a constant quest for improvement. So I'm going to chill out and let Moffat work his magic. At least we can be assured that the vampires in Venice will not sparkle. And that's the 107th edition of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, and I really enjoyed meeting so many of you at the Gallifrey 1 convention. Thanks for following me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord or for joining my Facebook page. Also, you can find that at facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. The website is at twominutetimelord.com. I'm also on iTunes, and you can send me feedback by email at webmaster@2MinuteTimeLord.com. Thanks for listening.